one of the things that came out strongly in the public comments, people wanted hairdressers to be opened, a lot of people. But unfortunately, at this point, it's not possible because those kind of services, hairdressing, manicure, pedicure, the person is closed. There is no social distancing. People are touching and so on. So we heard you, but we can't allow it at this point because it's too risky for the spread of the virus.
Locks, twists, rice water methods, and some resorting to completely chopping off their hair. Since the implementation of the lockdown on the 26th of March, many have lost their jobs and sources of income. Among those affected are hairdressers who are self-employed and owners of small informal businesses who solely depend on the money they receive from clients. With all treatment services still being prohibited, the Employers Organization for Hairdressing, Cosmetology and Beauty put together a petition and got overwhelming support from the industry and clients to reopen their salons. Their efforts, however, did not sway any of the government's decisions to ease on their restrictions. What seemed like a light at the end of the tunnel came when Jade Delphine Tomei, a South African hair industry entrepreneur living in Portugal, went viral on Facebook Live as she advocated for the reopening of hair salons in South Africa. Her quest led to advocate Carlo Falyun and his team at Victor Online Legal Consultancy, joining her to apply for an urgent court interdict for the industry to reopen, arguing that it has put a financial strain for many hairdressers. After a court case hearing at the Western Cape High Court on the 27th of May, Tomei reflected positively and said she was excited to hear what the outcome will be.
Good afternoon, South Africa. So I have just heard back from Carlo and his wife with regards to the court case, and I thought I'd give you a quick little update. I must start off by saying that it was an extremely long court case, which is a very good thing. It was over 2 hours, and within those 2 hours, Carlo and the state and the judge walked through all 53 concerns and points raised by the state and answered each one and addressed each concern thoroughly, which is a very, very good sign for our case. Carlo has walked out of the case feeling very confident. He believes that all concerns have been addressed. He kept the court case and the court hearing all about the facts pertaining to why we as an industry can return. Carlo is feeling extremely positive, guys. So this is a very, very good sign. He says that the hearing itself was a very thorough experience, and he believes that we're going to win this. So keep the faith, guys. Know that we are halfway there, and we just need to keep the prayers going, keep the positivity, and know that we are nearly there.
The verdict is expected to be announced on Thursday, the 28th. Until then, one question remains. Will this lead to many finally going back to their favorite salons for their most loved hair treatments? Or will it lead to us Googling home treatments on how to nourish and treat our own hair from the comfort of our couches? Reporting for Multimedia Life, Mudiegi Mashamaite.